Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I can't remember a time when good news was in such short supply. Many are stumbling over themselves to make sure we are aware that the glass is 100% half empty, that if we're not worried all the time, they aren't doing their job. I'm not for hiding our heads in the sand, but a steady diet of negativity will steal your joy faster than just about anything on earth. So if you're fed up with feeling down, if you could use a little good news, here are a few stories to cheer you up. Let's call it the good report, a phrase stolen from Philippians 4:8. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, think on these things. We begin in Rio Linda, California, where this past December a man dressed as Santa was in for a shock. Highway Patrol reported that jolly old St. Nick was flying a powered parachute. That's a parachute with a motor and wheels. He was on his way to deliver candy canes to community kids when he found himself entangled in power lines. As you might suspect, this sparked the gathering of quite a crowd. Colleen Boozleman, who lives nearby, said the pilot flies overhead often. He flies around so people can see and flies around people's houses, she said. This was the first time he was in his Santa suit. Neighbors watched as crews rescued the jolly old elf from the power lines and declared him, well, free of charge. Uninjured and lowered to safety, Santa was ecstatic. Did you get it? Ecstatic. Okay. Elsewhere, a woman in Winter Haven, Florida, called 911 in a bit of a panic. Her husband had called her from their storage garage where he had found an alligator locked in it. He says it's big, she reported. So the brave and intrepid sheriff's deputy, Mark Trexler, responded and quickly handled the gator. But first, he took pictures to share with friends. That's right. He came, he saw, he conquered the beast. He even knocked the wind out of the fierce creature. Literally. The gator, you see, turned out to be a pool floaty. Finally, a happy 108th birthday to Beulah McCreary of Tuscumbia, Missouri. Imagine the changes Beulah has seen in 11 decades. We didn't have a car, she remembers. We didn't go to town and buy toys like they do now. On her first date, a young man named Raymond took her to a dog and pony show. He asked me to go with him, and I went, she says. You probably won't believe this, but it only took a dime to get in, and I didn't even have 10 cents, so he paid my way. That was my first date. The date turned into 76 years of marriage. Together, Raymond and Beulah raised two sons, Roger and Lee. Roger remembers his mom's dedication to her family and the farm. She worked hard, not just in the house, but outside too. If the boys ever got out of line, well, said Beulah, they got a paddling. The McCrearys eventually had 6 granddaughters, 8 great-grandchildren, and 10 great-great-grandchildren. For many years, Beulah taught Sunday school, sharing her faith in Jesus with generations to come. She taught them to mind their parents, to go to church, to treat others like they would want others to treat them. I'm very proud of her, says son Roger, not just for her age, but for who she is. Beulah's life speaks of faithfulness to God. I know of no better inheritance we can leave for our kids. It sure beats one of those alligator floaties, that's for sure. And by the way, you know how to tell the difference between a gator and a crocodile, don't you? One says, see you later. The other says, in a while. Well, thanks for listening to The Good Report on Laugh Again.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, my husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.